The word at issue is navigable. Under current law, a navigable waterway is one you can float a canoe on at least one day a year. But under the proposed change, the word would apply only to streams that have water in them at least 6 months a year. Republican Representative Dwayne Johnsrud says the change makes sense because the current definition is confusing and creates problems for farmers and developers who want to fill in or build near streams that only have water in them a few days a year.
It doesn't even have to have water in it. And that's very difficult for people to understand when they're doing something with a ditch or whatever on their property, and along comes DNR and says, whoops, here, that's a navigable stream, and you go, huh? There's no water in it.
Johnsrud says the law dates back to the heyday of the timber industry, when loggers used to float logs to sawmills on seasonal streams that only flow in the spring. But Democratic Representative Spencer Black says adopting the 6 months a year rule would remove water quality regulations from thousands of miles of rivers and streams. He says it would also prevent trappers and anglers from using streams that are no longer considered navigable.
If these streams are all of a sudden called non-navigable, that means that they're essentially privatized. Right now, the waters of Wisconsin are considered public and open to the public use, and also it's a requirement of state government to protect those waters.
Black says changing the law would violate the public trust doctrine. Fishing and hunting groups and environmental groups are expected to turn out in large numbers for the hearing on the proposed change. They want to keep the current definition of navigable. Farmers and developers are lining up on the other side in favor of changing it. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.